The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, it's simply not a very good morning, Adam Gilchrist. Welcome to the program.
Morning, Chris.
Yeah, towering in inferno, another catastrophe, another disaster to really challenge the psyche of Londoners.
Yeah, and the emergency services, not least of all. In fact, there was an appeal at one stage from, it was the London Ambulance Service, I think, who said, please don't call us unless it really is a dire emergency. They were that stretched. I believe there were 30 ambulances at one stage that were all gathered around this tower block, but obviously more on standby as well. And we still don't know really what the death toll will be, but we know so far at least 12 people have been killed, dozens injured, some critically. But there are a lot of missing. As many as 600 people were in this tower in West London, Grenfell Tower, when the fire began. And because it began just after midnight, of course, a lot of people were at home asleep. Mm. The flames, we understand, leapt 17 floors in 15 minutes, which sounds like a really rapid spread and obviously not something that's meant to happen. But also some distressing tales. Witnesses saw people waving and flashing lights for help. Some jumped from the building. At least two children were thrown from upper floor windows. It appears a baby was caught by a neighbour, having been thrown out of the 10th floor. We don't know what happened to the baby, but it sounds like there's a chance that they may have survived. The screams at the time woke up the whole neighbourhood. This is all around North Kensington, Notting Hill, the end of Portobello. So a very crowded area. And inevitably, it's one of those buildings as well that had been a council building and technically still was, and a lot of poor families in there crowded in cheek by jowl, which didn't help the situation either.
Oh, the true definition of horror really would be. Mm. And then comes the safety inquiry and the yes. building that went through some kind of exterior refurbishment in May. What's the story now?
Yes, there is that feeling that they fitted some insulation cladding, which was also, it was meant to be fire retardant. It was meant to improve the looks of it and also help with the insulation of the building and so forth. But there are some question marks there that the company that did the cladding has already said that they carried it out to 100% fire safety precaution measures. There are question marks about the overall building's maintenance. Safety concerns had been raised before. There's a lack of emergency exits. Well, frankly, that's probably true of any building that's more than 20 odd years old. There certainly were a lack of emergency exits. There were also, though, this is rather crucial, signs up advising people to stay in their flats in the event of fire and wait for the fire brigade to tell you otherwise.
Huh?
Some people ignored that and survived. It's thought that some people didn't and may have perished. And the thought is, how many other buildings around London or the UK or beyond have got similar sorts of notices? Because surely the moment a fire breaks out, it surely is the best idea to try and get out of the building. So there's a lot of grim and distressing stuff. And I also have to say that there's one claim about how it all began, which is as simple as a man reckons it was his next-door neighbour's faulty fridge.
Jeez.
Isn't that an awful thought? Just that awful. Could have basically destroyed an entire tower block and a lot of lives.
Boy, oh boy. Brexit stumbling blocks.
Oh, here we go. Well, we haven't mentioned Brexit for a little while, have we, Chris?
No.
Let's have a bash at it. There is a growing sense of will we, won't we, I have to say, although surely we will, because we did vote that way in a referendum. But Theresa May's Conservative/Ulster Unionist coalition government is still not a done deal, and Brexit appears to be one of the keys to it. Basically, Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party wants a softer approach, whereas Theresa May's Conservatives have argued anything but. The French president told Theresa May, actually, the UK can change its mind, he said, and stay if you want to. But there again, only if we eat humble pie and stay on poorer terms, according to the European Parliament coordinator, Guy Verhofstadt. But enter Lord Buckethead, the nutty election candidate who dresses as Darth Vader with a bucket on his head and challenged Theresa May in her own constituency. He's offered to lead the Brexit negotiations.
Oh, great.
He's pledged that he would give everyone free bicycles, nationalise Adele, and hold a referendum on whether we should have another referendum. You know what? He gets my vote.
Yes. It's just chaos. Crazy stuff. Thank you, Adam.
Okay.
Adam Gilchrist.